find yourself cold and uncomfortable? Well, maybe it's time to save on the heat bill and warm things up with new carpet on those cold floors from Clark Carpet and Tile. They've got a great selection of styles and colors in stock now. Plus, they've got a beautiful showroom full of special order carpet samples. Don't continue to be cold in your home because the floors aren't carpeted. Visit Clark Carpet and Tile at 3302 West 6th.
KVOE invites you to play Cupid's Arrow.
Cupid!
Win great prizes, including the grand prize.
Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
From Carrie's Diamonds and KVOE.
Love.
And local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is now 8:14. We're sitting at 3 above 0. It feels like minus 8, so... still a pretty cold morning here across the listening area, but we are going to see conditions improve later today with a high of 33, then 39 for Saturday and 44 for Sunday. Monday has a special presentation taking place that the community can take advantage of. This is coming through the Master of Science in Forensic Science program at Emporia State University, and Director Melissa Bailey is joining us right now as our 8:05 newscast continues.
Dr. Bailey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for joining us here today as we talk about the special seminar coming up 7 o'clock Monday night, Social Media and the Internet, Friend or Foe. Tell us about what's going to be taking place.
We are really excited about this. You might have noticed in the description that it actually says it's not graphic, and because most of our seminars are, they're not appropriate for families. But this one actually is. We're aiming it at anybody with kids that are using the Internet, any adults that use the Internet, and Mark Phillips from the Johnson County Sheriff's Office Criminalistics Laboratory is a digital media forensic scientist. So he's going to be talking a lot about how law enforcement use social media, both to catch people and also to how it's helped citizens report crime, which I think is really cool. Good and bad points about social media, challenges like TikTok, how the Internet could be deep fake. You might not even, what you're seeing may not even be real. And maybe even getting to how your data is used by companies.
All right, so this coming up Monday, number one, Melissa, what time is it and how can people access it?
It is at 7 o'clock on Monday night. It should last about an hour, and this one is going to be online only. We had some concerns about COVID and numbers and everything, so we decided to go online. So we have a link. It's at emporia.edu/live, and people will be able to comment. It's basically through YouTube. People can throw the questions in the comments, and I'll be moderating at the end, so Mark will answer your questions.
Melissa, from your perspective, how does this tie into some of the lessons that you're trying to provide here through the Master of Science and Forensic Science students?
Well, digital media is definitely a hot area of forensic science. A lot of people think that's just watching security tapes, but I think with the Internet and all of the devices that we don't even realize are in, it's just helping law enforcement in all new ways. So it's just really interesting. For instance, I asked Mark if he would join me this morning, and he said, I have to pull out a navigation system out of a Jeep, so I can't join you. I think it's just, you know, all the technology is just always changing, and so I just think this is a really interesting topic.
Well, you mentioned he's a digital media forensic scientist. I'm sure there are some people out there that did not know that existed, but it's something you mentioned at the top, too, Melissa, that, you know, anyone that's on the Internet, has a smartphone, that basically, you know, includes, I think, all of us, no matter what age anymore, it seems like.
Exactly.
Melissa, also, you can, if you wouldn't mind, talk a little bit about, too, about maybe how you've seen things change over the past few years, because, you know, TikTok is something that I think really over the last 2 years has gotten its, base set up. And, you know, periodically we hear from local law enforcement talking about different apps, TikTok being one, WhatsApp, Kick, some of the other ones that really cause legal issues for people who are involved. From your chair, as a department chair, what have you seen over the last, say, 3 to 5 years about, you know, the explosion of social media and how it's getting into law enforcement and affecting students, maybe?
Well, I think that a lot of things, like Snapchat would be a great example. People assume when they use these that the messages really do go away, and the reality is that they don't. I think students, and I always caution our students to be careful what they post on social media, because that incident where maybe you were a little intoxicated and you took some pictures and you posted it, employers now are asking to log into your social media during an interview, and they're looking at it. So, you know, making sure your social media accounts are clean, there's nothing that you wouldn't want your mom to see, I think that's really important. That's a lesson we try to hammer home to our students, because this could affect your ability to get a job.
Well, this is a seminar that the public is truly invited to, and this could be a great learning experience for young and old coming up on Monday night. And you can log on to emporia.edu/live, and you can get to this seminar and be able to even ask some questions at the end. But it should be very interesting and very informative, and something that really does touch us all. We're dealing with things digital and the internet and such. So that's the Master of Sciences in Forensic Science program at Emporia State. They host these seminars every year, and this is going to be a good one coming up 7 p.m. Monday night. Anything else, Melissa, you'd like to add?
Just that we host 5 a year, so our next one is going to be March 7th, and then after that it's going to be April 11th. So we try to get that out there about a week ahead of time.
Sounds good.
The public's always welcome.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, Melissa, thanks for joining us here, giving us the preview, and hope you have a good online turnout here for this Monday night.
Great, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Dr. Melissa Bailey, ESU Professor of Biological Sciences and Director of the Master of Science in Forensic Science Program at ESU. Chuck?
All right, and just to review here, the live and local calendar, which is on the way here on KVUE and KVUE.com. Don't forget, here in just a little bit, we'll have What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton, which I believe is on the road here from actually pretty far distance away, so we'll get the details on that coming up here shortly. Talk of Emporia at 11:06, much closer to home. Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking will be joining us, talking about a number of different ventures here for the city. We'll also have high school